This is TWiT.
Well, this is an interesting thing because more and more organizations are embracing the evolution of DevOps into DevSecOps, where you have software development, operations, and security all coming together into what should be a unified, seamless flow of applications. But fostering close relationships between dev and ops will ideally help the security teams if they can communicate with one another. Now, in theory, this sort of collaboration will set up a communication channel for security to educate the DevOps teams on how to transform the way they manage risk throughout the software lifecycle. To achieve these goals, there's often one huge relationship hole that security organizations neglect, and that's with the business, both at the executive level and among the business units that are the application owners. We've talked to a lot of executives who say that they try to integrate security into the development process and into the entire business process. The trouble is, to do that, they have to understand, be involved with, and be integrated into both the application development process and the business units. Now, this kind of design thinking helps ensure DevSecOps success, and Capgemini issued a report where they explained that high-performing teams are 50% more likely to embed security in the design and build stages of software development rather than the bottom-performing teams. The application owners tend to drive DevOps team priorities. So if security isn't getting their word, their wisdom, their knowledge in the ears of the application owners, it really doesn't matter, the studies say, how good the relationship is between security and the developers, because the developers are going to march to the beat set by business stakeholders rather than anything that security has to say. Now, there is a session at the upcoming Interop Digital called Making Applications Secure in a DevOps World. And in it, the speakers are going to get into the dynamics of this disconnect that can go on and how to solve it. But the question is whether the CISO should be or must be the liaison, the person to pull all this together. In many ways, doing the translation between the language of security and the language of the business. You know, this is something we've talked about on TWiET before, this bridging the language gap. And Lou, I want to go to you first. How much of this issue is cultural and how much is based around the different technologies that these different groups tend to be involved with?
That's interesting that you asked that. I think that a lot of it is cultural. Part of it is just how each organization has previously done things, or they have a current set of guidelines and processes they already follow. So I see this a lot in a lot of organizations I work with externally, is that you'll have one organization, you know, working on a particular process and how they handle that. And then they kind of hand it off, or even try to like cold hand it off to another organization. And what you'll find is, because of the way they handle it differently, expectations are different. And so you'll see this a lot. Like, most of it's cultural. Some of it is, related to some of the fact that these organizations have different processes. Now, technology is a big deal too. A lot of, depending on what part of the stack you're working in, whether you're, handling with customers or you're handling with, monitoring things, It's much different than the stack that you're dealing with when it comes to fixing bugs and also at what level or different level of monitoring. So, it can be related to that, but very rarely is that the main reason. I think most of the time it's due to cultural reasons.
All right. Well, culture has been at the heart of so many issues. Brian, I've got to come to you. Is this the kind of thing that can be solved by management decree? I mean, can the CISO simply say you groups must work together and everyone will salute and go off and make successful applications? Or is there more involved in bringing these groups together?
I know of many, many commanders in the military that would love to be able to mandate that people be creative and that people work together. And I've seen many, many of these young commanders fall flat on their face. I've seen it in the private sector. I've seen it in academia. I don't think it can be mandated. It has to be part of the culture. If you have a culture that, shall we say, the boss knows best, you're going to have a culture of people not chiming in. A lot of the problems that I see are those of, shall we say, passing the buck. I think that's probably the best description. It's not my problem. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to volunteer because I don't want my head cut off. So one of the things I keep telling a lot of organizations that I work with, it's like, I'm sorry, Mr. CEO, if you're not willing to pick up a broom and sweep the floor, your people aren't going to do it either. And that means if you're not willing to learn how your product works, you're going to have a problem with people saying, well, maybe not. I'd like to see more of this happening. I think it's going to be a long process. I think it's going to be a sea change required as people change, as people retire, move out. The young kids will tend to want to use the bright and shiny. The old fogies want to stay with what's been there. I think the middle management is the one that's going to make the biggest change, and they're going to have to be able to communicate both up and down the managerial stack. And it's going to require that people learn to talk. I think there needs to be a change in how a lot of organizations treat their culture, and communications is going to be the biggest part of it. And being able to go and say, don't kill the messenger. Just because someone found the bug doesn't mean it's their fault. I'm kind of harping a little bit here and standing on a soapbox because I've seen so many organizations where people are trying to do something helpful because they're still full of piss and vinegar, so to speak, and then they get their heads chopped off. So I think management is going to need to be able to show, not demand, how the culture needs to change. And I think maybe, just maybe, over time it will.
Well, I certainly hope that's the case, because there's no question that security needs to be speaking the language of the business and, of course, of the developers. And each of those groups needs to know enough of security language to be able to have meaningful conversations back with security.